Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Jill, it's Tuesday the 29th of March. Sun is in Aries, ruled by Mars. The planets are saying...
A Sally Spillane word. Fascinating.
My favorite word. Planets?
Assorted lunars.
And?
Even if you typically prefer to react rather than initiate, consider deviating from your official policy. Not only will you have significantly more influence over the matter, issue, predicament, affair, currently consuming diplomatically a fair bit of mental or emotional energy, you'll have considerably more wiggle room or maneuverability for dealing or coping with it than you have had for likely longer than you care to remember. So, in a word, or more accurately, two, why not? While, in principle, a camel may be a horse designed by committee, in practice, your committee could have some interesting info for your consideration. And if you're actually interested in becoming the apple of someone's eye, be open to the suggestions and recommendations that are swirling around you. One strategy note, be aware this planetary combo encourages getting real. Still, timing is key, and telling someone that their idea, scheme, or concept has a high potential of not netting the desired result or of making them look less than ingenious without picking your moment or taking into account their current circumstances is unlikely to work out quite the way that you'd foreseen.
Okay, signs particularly affected by these assorted lunars.
Aries, Taurus, Cancer, Pisces.
Okay, and if one's birthday, 29th of March.
Since going through the motions with personal, professional, or living arrangements that don't exactly shiver your timbers any longer is neither especially heartening nor energizing, why not either cleverly restructure them so that they are more inspiring or more closely reflect their original purpose, or excuse them on the grounds that it would be healthier if everyone went their own separate ways and did their own thing.
Okay, tomorrow, daily planets.